Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Welcome to this week's Two Teas in a Pod. This is our recap episode with myself, Teddy Mellencamp.
And yours truly, Tamara Judge.
And first, we're going to start off with just a little host chat. And then we're going to bring in two very special correspondents, our besties, Matt and Kaden.
So I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. And it was Napa.
Less than a week ago.
But we had so much fun. I had Teddy withdrawals.
I know, I was missing you too, but then I got sidetracked because I booked my neck lift.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that. Yes, we need to talk about that. Yeah, so I, funny thing, like we first time traveling together, stayed in the same room, and it was like we were sisters, like fun. Like, have you ever traveled with somebody and you're like,
you realize they're not your person?
You're not my person. And that's what
we're fine.
I know, Eddie's like, so how'd it go with the traveling? Because that's always our test with other couples. And I'm like, really good, like flawless. Like
we were on the same page the whole time too.
Yeah.
Like, except the one morning you woke up and you were like, can we push the podcast an hour later? I'm like, no, we don't.
Okay. But what happened was we were so tired from our whole week. We had a crazy week. Then we have to go to this event. And so both of us take a Vena Rise and Shine at 5 o'clock full of energy and caffeine. And we were literally staring at the ceiling till 4 a.m. That was not fun.
I know.
But I came home to a shit show. Bronx, our dog, who we've had him for 11 years, I think. And we got him when he was about 2. So he's up there in age. Took him to the vet because he's got rash all over his body. He's got hives and he's limping. And so we take him in. He's got cancer in his throat. He's in kidney failure and liver failure. And we don't know how long he has to live.
Oh, Tam, I'm so sorry.
I know. It's like, oh, Bronx. So they did x-ray. They couldn't see if he had like cancer in his bones or anything like that. I have to take him to have an MRI and an ultrasound. And my question to you is, he's 13 years old. I'm not going to put him through chemo. What do you do?
I think you just know. I think once the vet goes through everything and you say, like, give me his pain levels.
Well, his pain level is pretty high right now because they want to bring him in once a week and give him a shot, a pain shot. And right now he's on pain medication. I said,
is he still eating?
He is still eating. He's kind of, he just suddenly is in so much pain. And I think the tumor in his neck is pressing on nerves or something. So it's just one leg that's kind of limping, and it's just heartbreaking to see and having a hard time. But he's kind of been declining for the past year, like having accidents in the house, which he never, ever had. He's the best dog. And he has, he's so stoic. He has zero expression. Like if he has to go to the bathroom, he just stares. If he's mad, he just stares.
I'm sorry.
It's so sad. And it's, well, it's just heartbreaking. And I'm like, I have never had to put a dog down and I don't want to have to do that. And the question is, like, do I put him through all the testing to see how long we have?
I think he's going to tell you, like, from my history with animals and when we've had to do this, like, they, you just kind of know. Yeah. Like, you're going to see him one day and be like, this is not fair to him.
Yeah, yeah. So I talked to the vet and she's like, as long as his quality of life is good, keep him, you know, keep him alive. And I'm like, okay, God.
Ugh.
I know.
Well, that's nice and depressing.
Your dog's in the vet?
My dog's at the vet too, but we're, I mean, her liver is 7 times the size of what your liver is supposed to be. It's like, so now we're waiting. She's only 3. So we're just waiting for results. Like she's in there now. I'll pick her up after this, like getting her ultrasound and x-rays and all kinds of things. But I just
$1,400 later.
I know. It's like, it's all, who knows?
It's hard. It's hard.
So let's, you know, talk some housewives so we can avoid what's really
going on. Speaking of housewives, I found out
what?
That Shannon Bedore wasn't very happy that you called her.
Why?
Well, I don't think she was mad, but she's just kind of like, well, I want to do this one-on-one. And basically a mutual friend of ours. I told him, I said, oh my God, we were drinking and we called a few people. Did you FaceTime Shannon? And how do you have her phone number?
Because she's always like sending me her stuff. And I hung out with her and her boyfriend at BravoCon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But also, I've like been Team Shannon this entire time, so she can't be mad at me.
No, I don't think she's mad. I think she basically
a relationship.
I said, "Listen, oh my God, I can't believe you did this." Teddy like called Shannon and then texted her, and he says, "Yeah, I know." She was like, "I would rather just talk to her one on one."
Well, so, good. Then get some balls and call her.
There's
Shannon.
There's been some mutual friends in between us, kind of communicating back and forth. So we have a long road to go, but we both have agreed that we miss each other's friendships.
I agree too. And since we are limited time with Matt and Kaden,
let's get them on.
Let's get them on. And then we're going to talk. We have, after they go, we have to talk about Girls Trip. We have to talk about Housewives headlines.
Oh my God, but that first, trailer is so good.
So good. All right. So we're going to save that till the end. So
and by the way, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Happy tit day for Tamara.
I was going to wear my hat. It's right here, but that's all I could get. And I was going to drink tequila, but it's too early.
It's too early. Hi, Matt. Hi, Kaden.
Hi.
So we have Matt and Kaden here because we haven't watched Atlanta's for episodes in, it's probably been since Phaedra was on, since I watched Atlanta. So we're kind of confused on certain things and Matt's here to help us, right?
Yes, help you.
But before we even get into that, we have to talk about something that's been all over Instagram, which is that Giselle is supposedly dating Cynthia Bailey's ex-husband, who she got a divorce with on Atlanta. So I just went straight to the source and texted Cynthia.
You did.
And I was like, is this true? And Cynthia wrote back, I don't know. Matt, what is up face?
Matt, what do you think the chances of that being true are?
First of all, I didn't know that you had a direct line to Cynthia.
I was in the Celebrity Big Brother house with her. We lived in a hallway together. Of course.
And we had her on the pod too.
All right. Well, forgive me. Boot me off too. No, I saw that too. Giselle, I love Giselle. She's one of my ultimate favorite housewives. This is strange, bizarre. I guess she didn't watch Atlanta either because Peter is Peter.
Oh, okay. I remember Peter on the show. I don't remember what he did wrong, but I liked him.
So I can say that we have a no comment from Cynthia Bailey on this because she does not know anything. But this also came up on the gram. Marlo says Kenya backstabbed Cynthia Bailey, who's so sweet and has rode Kenya for years. For her to betray Cynthia, I know you're not the friend for me. Do you guys agree or disagree?
I don't agree. Did you guys watch the first Girls Trip, right?
Yes.
Yes.
We did. How great was that?
Cynthia, to me, came across very needy as a friend, like expecting almost too much. And I personally am a Kenya stan for life and will defend her to the end. And I think Kenya does her job, but I think that she also is ride or die if you're ride or die, I think.
Okay, so what did you guys think of the first episode?
I thought it was great. I liked it a lot. I thought it was better than Orange County, New Jersey, Beverly Hills. I thought it was a good premiere.
Now, is Atlanta one of your favorite franchises?
It has been, but recently, the last few years, it's been kind of, but this year I'm excited for.
Okay, so they were ready for a reboot.
Yes, for sure. Last season was horrible.
So this is their reboot. Who's brand new? Just so me and Teddy know.
Sonia?
Oh, the Olympic girl. I like
her. Yeah, she's new. Yes.
And this is Drew's second season. Her second season of bringing storylines that are questionable and may or may not be fake.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Yes. In my opinion.
Okay, well.
Do we have to say allegedly?
We like to say allegedly. Okay, so we it starts with Drew opens up about her husband Ralph and her marriage and counseling. She brings up the text messages she saw between Ralph and his female assistant. Okay. If Edwin had an assistant that offered to give him a massage, that's a no for me.
Who would die first? Edwin or her?
Oh, Edwin. Edwin would for sure die. And also, okay. Like, why didn't I approve the assistant?
Did anybody else feel that it was weird that every chance they got, both Drew and her husband would talk about it?
Yes.
Like, they were purposely trying to make it a storyline.
So I think, especially for the Drew situation, we have to look at last season, what they did. And their storyline last season was that he had disappeared for 3 days without her being able to contact him. That was their storyline last season.
Where'd he go?
To the beach, apparently.
For 3 days?
Yes.
And never called?
No. So that was their whole thing last season, right? Now, how do you just let your husband disappear for 3 days and not get a, she never got a full explanation.
Well, he wouldn't have any balls left because I'd chop him off.
Yeah. So but now they come in with this new storyline this season, and it's just like, are you not embarrassed? Like,
I feel like it's fake. That's how my impression. I don't know her. I've never seen her on the show before. Like I said, it's been a few years since I watched. And for her, when somebody's constantly bringing up the very first episode about the massage and even he did, and it's like, oh, this is you're trying to prove a point. Fake. What do you think, Caden?
Well, she's an actress, so maybe she's acting to, I don't really know like why she would be so eager to bring it up.
She's an actress?
Actress.
But also, something else we have to think about is every scene that she's in, he's lurking right behind her somewhere. Like he like pops out from the laundry room. Like he's there to talk about it too.
Let's just put one thing out there, okay? While he may have red flags, he is very attractive.
So he gets a pass?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's fun to look at him. So it's not necessarily a bad thing that he's lurking, you know.
Okay. So can we talk about Kenya's body from doing Dancing with the Stars? Now, that's every reason why I want to do Dancing with the Stars one day, even though it would be the death of me. Their bodies look amazing, all that training. No.
Well, for me, Kenya, like I said before, I think she's so gorgeous. She's like my number one housewife of all time. I can't ever say anything about her, no matter what she does. I would literally, if she would carry my baby, it would be the one time I'd want to have a child. But yeah, she looks phenomenal because of Dancing with the Stars.
But my question is, Are we being led to believe that there was some sort of a romantic relationship between Kenya and her dance partner?
Seems like it. Was there any rumors about it? Did anything come out in the press?
I didn't watch Dancing with the Stars, so I don't know how they like interacted. My mom did, so she loves that show, but I don't know. I did think it was weird how, like, you know, close and they were in the
premiere. Was at her house.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it just seemed, I mean, first they show like, they're like, oh, you're glowing. You're so excited because of your time with him. And then he's at the party, and that maybe this is like part of the home edition of filming of Dancing with the Stars. I don't know. Well, but I thought this was after she got booted out.
Before.
No.
I thought it was before.
No, he gets booted off mid-episode.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There were rumors during it.
What did you guys think of Marlo and the selling her fashions?
I liked the museum idea. I thought it was different than like a normal runway. I liked it. I really did. I love Marlo. I think she's so entertaining.
Okay, I'm trying to figure Marlo out. She's big energy. Big energy. 1,000%. She's always been like one. How long has she been on the show?
She's in 4 years.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so she's been on a long time. So
as a friend.
And now she's finally a housewife.
And they let her have a tagline that said something like, I finally get, what is it, Matt? Like, I finally get the peach. Or
yeah, right. That's cute.
They broke the fourth wall with the tagline, which was lovely. Now, there were always rumors that Marlo was never going to get her peach.
But why?
Well, one was because she had used the F word in season 4, her first season.
The F word?
Like F-U-C-K?
No. Yeah. She had like an iconic fight with Sheree and used that word towards Sheree's friends.
On camera.
Did
they air it?
Mm-hmm.
They bleeped it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But they would have to bleep it. But yeah, that was one rumor. And then the other one is because she has like a little bit of a violent history.
What do you mean? There's not a little bit of a violent history. Either you're violent or you're not.
I mean, there's like
the I kind of got a little bit beat up.
Tamara, yeah, well, you have a little bit of a violent history. Who was the billionaire she was married to?
It was a boyfriend, I think.
Or like they keep referencing.
It was a long time ago.
Over a decade ago.
Yeah.
But, like, I also want to know who that person is. Like, we have our work cut out for us.
Oh, because do.
I need to know every single crumb of detail about her. Why did Sheree come and go?
The first time it was like mutual, they said, because like she was kind of like not opening up like she should. And then she was going through like child custody issues. And then she was brought back season 8 because Carlos King begged her to come back with him because he left the show and then he came back because the show wasn't doing as well. And
he's the producer, by the way, guys.
Yeah. He was like the executive producer at the time. And then she left after season 10 because they offered her a friend role. And then with the chance of being a housewife, depending on how it played out, but she didn't want to take that. So,
and then I have a question. Is Candy pretty much the Kyle of Real Housewives of Atlanta? Like, is she the one that holds everybody together?
Yeah. Well, she's the richest.
Oh, well.
She is.
But she seems like the comic relief.
She's been on like, yeah.
She seems like everybody kind of gets along with her.
She's kind of a voice of reason as well. She's a smart woman.
Here's one tip for Candy as you watch.
Okay.
If you ever hear her voice start getting a little wobbly, you know it's about to happen.
Is she going to cry or is she going to lose it?
Well, you don't know if she's going to cry, sing. It could be anything, but it gets this like crack in it that you can just tell, oh, crap.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
And it happens this season with Marlo. They get into it.
Oh, I feel like everyone's going to get into it with Marlo.
Is it about the La Archive? Is that what it's called? Lee Archive? La Archive? I don't know.
It was about her mom and stuff. Like, they were going like low, I guess. Like, it was like low blows and stuff like that.
Do we get trip. She by Sheree this year? We do,
yes.
Right?
Apparently, the finale is her fashion show.
Oh, geez. All these girls with fashion. Ugh. That's amazing.
Well, like, it's been a long time coming because, like, back in the beginning of the show, she had a fashion show with no fashion.
I and remember so, like, that. This is, like, a I big watched deal. It back then. Yeah. I watched it back then.
So there, what do you guys think we need to do so that we can properly recap this entire season? Like, what are the key things we need to catch up on so that we can properly do this
for the rest of the season? I think you and Tamara should rent a cabin in Big Bear and binge the every season from beginning to end over a weekend.
Oh my God, we would be drunk and we'd be dialing people.
We would call every housewife that has ever existed. Like, the fact that we called six housewives.
Teddy has balls bigger than an elephant, I swear.
I know.
She will just pick up the phone and just be like, "Hey, Shannon, this fight between you and Tamara, it needs to end." Like, I'm like, "What are you doing? Like, you are a ball buster." That's what I love about Matt, you. Because I'm more timid.
You say you're timid, but like, you're not timid, but you're more of a, when I drink. Right. But you'll like send a side text. Like, I can tell you're annoyed by something when you'll side text me something. And I'm like, okay, we'll deal. We got to talk through this where I'm the person.
But you're like, I know, but I do that. And then you fix it for me.
I know, which is, that's the problem. I'm like a fixer. Matt,
I know.
Laughed at me yesterday.
Can we circle back to Atlanta? You two could deal with that later. Okay. No. So Tamara, yes. Because you did Girls Trip with Phaedra.
Uh-huh.
You know, and the thing with Atlanta is Candy has said if they want Phaedra to come back, she will leave the show, that she will never do Atlanta again if they bring Phaedra back.
Right.
Do you have any insight from the other end?
Okay, so I didn't know anything about that. And it was brought up on the Girls Trip. Somebody, I can't remember who it was, probably Brandy, brought it up to Phaedra and she shut it down. She just went, no. No.
Like, and no, she would never come back?
No, that didn't happen. Whatever happened between she, you know, because there was a big ordeal about drugging or something, mm-hmm. you know, allegedly on Atlanta. And that's when she got let go. And somebody brought it up. I remember at the table and I'm like, what are they talking about? Because I didn't know. And Peter's like, no, I'm not having it. Didn't happen. I mean, just the time I spent with Phaedra, so nice, so sweet. Such a godly woman, like so kind, the peacekeeper, so funny. Like she, like I fell in love with her.
She is funny.
She's really funny. So I don't know. I just don't see that happening.
And she's a great housewife.
Yeah. Well, guys, we have to take a little break. Before our break, is there any other, like the Candy tip with the shaking voice, is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with as we close out our Atlanta recap?
Buy Kenya Moore hair care. CVS is nationwide.
Okay, that's a good plug. I did a photo shoot with Kenya once. So sweet, fun.
Oh, I love her so much.
We need to have her on. All right. Thanks you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness.
At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
All right, we are back to talk a little Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion part one.
Holy shitballs.
That was crazy.
That was a lot. At one point, there was so much screaming. I'm like, I couldn't even imagine how Andy, well, we do see in the future how he reacts, but it was too much talking all at once.
But you can tell that Teresa's been a housewife for a long time and how much love Andy has for her. Yes. Because he gives her so much grace compared to like how you would see him maybe talk to like, I don't know, when he's like annoyed by like a Noella or something, you know, like.
But can't you tell when Andy likes somebody and maybe doesn't like somebody? Even on Watch What Happens Live or at the reunion.
For sure.
You can always tell.
But you can tell he likes Teresa. I don't think he loves Jen.
I don't think I love Jen right now. I didn't like the way she was acting. I'm just, you know, Jen, just for the record, you're only as good as this week's episode. And she kept butting in. She tried to be confrontational about everything. And it reminded me of Emily, except for Jen's.
I know she was a little bit too, you know, it starts off where Jennifer says she was happy in her marriage until Margaret brought up what she did. Dolores questions if she's really happy and then goes, then start acting like it.
Right. I agree with Dolores.
But here's the thing. I feel like they did start acting. I mean, I don't know if it's starting acting or they just were. But once they kind of got through it, I saw Bill and Jen having a good relationship on the show.
I agree. And who knows what's going on in that household and who knows what's for cameras or whatever. But yeah, they seem happy. But she looked beautiful. Jennifer looked stunning. Like her face just looked flawless. In her outfit, I thought she was best dressed. I really loved her dress.
I thought they all looked beautiful.
But I have one question.
Yes.
Is Melissa and Jackie the only ones that don't have new teeth because they're the only ones that didn't glow in the dark?
I was honestly going to ask Jackie that on our thing, who all got veneers?
And they all go to the same doctor. And they all glowed in the dark. And I don't know if it's because they're so tan. And by the way, how do they not have skin cancer? They look like they bake in the tanning beds all day long.
I think that, yeah, the teeth were a lot. They were the brightest, whitest teeth I've ever seen.
I think Margaret and I think that Teresa definitely got new teeth.
it's hard to tell between the Facetune pictures that they post versus what we're actually watching on the reunion. It's very hard. Yeah.
What do you think about Andy comparing Joe Giudice, is that how you say it, to a caveman, and Louis to Oprah?
Is that what
he was saying?
I know Andy comparing them, saying they're polar opposites, but also I don't know that I really would be thrilled to be married to either one of them. You?
I don't know. I'm afraid to talk about Louis.
I would be afraid.
I've already been unfollowed.
Yeah.
Still follows you.
I know she does. So I'm going to tread lightly. Just kidding. Yeah,
tread lightly. You're next.
She was hard for me this reunion. I make mistakes all of the time, consistently. But I think if you're unable to see when you do something wrong ever, like the fact that she thought, you know, even the Melissa conversation.
That actually broke my heart for Melissa. I felt like finally she did stick up for herself against Teresa. But just the way Teresa talked back to her, she just disregards her and pushes her away and literally talks to her brother like as if she's not there. Like,
right. But here's the point. This is where I have an issue with that. Fine. If that's how you want to do it. But then when you're in trouble filming, why are you always looking to Melissa to have your back?
Right. When she doesn't have her back.
That's what doesn't make sense to me. Like, if you want us all to believe that Melissa should stand up for you all the time in scene, or else she's dead to you or whatever it is. It's got to go both ways in some capacity. And here's the thing. If they're not friends, if they're not close at all, then let's see that on the show 100%. Let's not try to read through the line.
But I feel like Melissa all season has been treading lightly. Like, and you can see it. And you can, even with her, maybe Joey doesn't want her to talk about it. I don't know. But I wish she would. And it made me feel good that she actually did at the reunion. And for Teresa to say, like, we're not close.
We're going to have to talk to Jackie a little bit more about this, because I am curious what their dynamic is when they're filming. Like, is there any sort of closeness? And, you know, then they also talk about the fact that not only is Melissa not a bridesmaid,
right,
Louis's sisters are.
Right. That's why I had to rewind that. I'm like, what? His sisters are, I don't know. It's bizarre to me. And then for her to say, well, I was in your wedding. Yes, but I was pregnant.
Like, and they should have pushed back the wedding.
I'm like, you are a selfish person. You really are, by making that comment.
That was unbelievable.
It's not about you, Teresa. It was about your brother and your sister-in-law that day.
But also, I want to do a PSA to anyone listening to this. I don't want to be anybody's bridesmaid anymore. Like, I am good. I have been a bridesmaid enough times. Like, yeah. I do not want to be a bridesmaid. And if you're on your second or third marriage and you're getting married again, have your daughters in. But I know.
Watch it.
I saw your bridesmaids.
I know. But mine was a TV wedding.
Well, this is, what do you think this is going to be?
Well, we haven't heard yet, but I'm assuming it's going to be. It's either going to be a special, which it probably will, or it's going to be on the show.
Right. Which my point is this now to bring more fame to Louis's family? Because now we're going to meet the sisters and they're going to, you know what I mean?
True colors always come out. So everybody seems to be warning her about him, but eventually it all comes out. So we'll see. He could be a great guy. Who knows?
And I actually was proud of Joe Gorga, proud as if he's my son. I was proud. I was proud of Joe Gorga this episode because he spoke logically. He didn't get angry, but I feel like obviously it's going to escalate after this episode.
Yeah.
The quitting thing happens.
I know.
But what he was saying was true. But also, I think it's really telling when they both don't talk to each other when they're not filming. Even brother, sister don't.
Yeah, that's sad. But how about Dolores not being invited to Teresa's engagement party? And Teresa says it was for couples only.
Well, that makes me really, I personally have never been to an engagement party that is couples only.
No.
I've been invited to weddings when I was single, not with a plus one because I've had a boyfriend and not been married. Yeah. And that I think can be customary. Like if somebody's not your life partner, then you're not going to get a plus one.
Do you feel like maybe he's trying to control her a little bit. Like,
I think she's trying to control anybody from the show knowing anything
about him.
About him.
But and Dolores is her really good friend. That's, and she's always there for her. And you could tell that Dolores was, you know, she was sad about it. And she, and such a good friend to say, like, you know, as long as she's happy. And I'm like, really, Dolores? Like,
I know, but she has to, because the alternative is going to just be freaking brutal. But well, I mean,
that's not good either. If you have a cast member on the show that everybody's afraid of.
I know.
Like, if you can't be yourself, like, I don't feel like Melissa can be herself. I don't feel like Dolores can be herself because they're afraid of Teresa.
Well, the thing that is a little bit confusing to me is you can understand when the behavior's happening during the show and maybe you don't realize what you're doing. And then you see yourself back and you're like, yeah, you know what? I maybe shouldn't have done that. Yeah. But we're at the reunion now. So you've witnessed your behavior.
Right.
How are you doubling down?
It doesn't make any sense.
Ugh.
And I enough know. With the jewelry and the hair.
I know.
I can't with it. The pearls, the diamonds, the crystals, I just can't anymore.
And I know. Well, we have to move on because we have other things we need to talk about before we wrap for today, which is first and foremost, the Girls Trip trailer.
Okay.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out Sleep Gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Okay. So first question, who are you friends? These are fan questions from our Instagram.
First of all, did you like the trailer?
I thought it was so good. And can I share the portion about Eddie?
What portion about Eddie? No, you can't. Shut up. Okay, go ahead. He probably doesn't listen to the podcast.
Oh my gosh, this is so good. So okay. Tamara, you know.
If you follow me on Instagram, you probably figured it out. So go ahead.
Tamara shows her tits in Girls Trip again, like she does on every time she's on the show. I haven't seen your tits though, which is now I'm starting to get offended.
Well, they're not that great to look at. And let me remind you, that was six or 8 weeks after I had explant surgery. So I have big purple scars going under, and I'm like,
oh whatever. That is not the point. The point is before Tamara posts the trailer, she re-edits it with her tip part not being in it. Removed. So that Eddie doesn't see it. It's so good.
Let me just tell you, because on his birthday party, I think I told you, we got very intoxicated. We had a birthday party here and I blacked out. We were drinking tequila, which is not good for me. And evidently I showed my tits it's only close friends and family, but that's what I tend to do. Right. I mean, I didn't go on Instagram and do it, but next day he says, can I talk to you about something? I'm like, yeah, sure. He's like, can you please stop doing that? It bothers me. Like, and I go, I didn't even know I did it. He goes, well, that's the problem. Stop doing it. And I said, okay, I will never do it again. And then the trailer comes out and I'm like, oh shit. Like, here we go.
When are we going to tell him?
When he sees it.
Well, no, tell him he's going to see it because I'm going to request this clip to be the part asshole. Of the podcast.
You're such an ass. God, you're an ass. I'm waiting, you know, I know it's going to be the, are you kidding me? You did that again. And I'm like, yeah, I did. And then it'll be like the cold shoulder for a couple hours and then he's over it.
Then I'm like, on. Maybe you should wait till right after sex to tell him.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Wait till like a good 3 minute rendezvous. Yeah. After you guys take a bath together.
Oh yes. Cause we do that often.
Okay. Next question. Did Vicky get jealous at any point if you were getting along with others? You know, like how she gets.
No, she didn't get jealous, but when she was away, she took a trip to the hospital. Like she always does in every trip. The girls said to me, God, you're so different without her. God, you're so much more fun without her. They said that to me on the show. So I'm like, really? I don't notice it. I think on trips, I tend to mother Vicky and try to keep her.
I was going to say protect her.
I protect her and try to keep her on track. But I couldn't handle another, you know, we're only there 8 days. I can't take the day to go take her to the hospital.
Because when she's back from the hospital, I need to know, was there an actual injury, something that needed to be going to the hospital for?
She was sick. So
with COVID?
I don't want to give it away, but
you'll
see. Yeah.
And then I feel like everybody already knows this, but your biggest conflict is with Brandy, right?
Brandy and Dorinda of all people.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. And who got the drunkest?
Oh, wow. That's hard to say because we were all drinking. I probably would say Brandy, because Brandy, you know, she does it big when she drinks. And then the next morning she's like, yeah, I don't really remember what happened last night. But hey, none of us were far behind her. None of us. Well, you know who didn't? Phaedra didn't drink. Eva was very.
Yeah. Was anybody super controlled the whole time? Hold on. What's her name from Beverly Hills? She didn't say one word in the trailer, I don't feel like.
She doesn't say a lot in the show either.
Not many words?
Not many words. We actually have a night where we're like, find your voice. You need to find your voice.
Do you think she was intimidated or do you think that's just her personality type?
I think that's her personality type. I don't know. I can't remember way back to Beverly Hills when she was on. She had a few moments.
Can you remind me her name?
Taylor Armstrong.
Yes, thank you. Was making me. Yeah,
she actually lives in Orange County now.
She does?
Yes, our daughters go to high school together. And I see her once in a while.
So who was the most fun and who was the least fun?
The most fun I don't, they were all fun. Brandy
don't
was
give me,
fun.
Don't okay, give me a okay, BS answer.
I would say Brandy's fun. Jorinda was fun. The most fun. I don't know. We were all great. Me. I was the most fun.
Okay. And then who was the least fun?
The least fun. Oh, geez. That's a mean question. Maybe
I didn't ask it. It's okay. Right here on the rundown.
I think Taylor, because she's just kind of quiet. So you don't know. She's, you know, she's really inside her head and super sweet. But I would say she wasn't really the one that was, you know, going all out.
And then we just have one housewife headline we need to cover because it's new to the gram today. And it's these Lisa Rinna posts right here.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one is.
She came with receipts.
Yeah. Harry and I have been going to the Elton John Oscar party to raise money for AIDS since 2006. We were never guests of Sutton Strack ever. In 2019, we had our own table that we were scheduled to sit at. At that time, Sutton was desperately trying to get on Real Housewives, and I was happy to help her. So she asked us to sit at her table at the event. I said, sure, why not? And I gave up the table we were assigned to sit at. That's the story. The rest you'll see play out on, you know, on May 11th. Right. Then she posts all these pictures from the, you know, decade
prior
of years,
yeah,
that she's gone. And then there's another post today. So that one was at 8:45.
Oh, there's another one.
Yeah. And the one today says, and I don't recall Sutton ever saying thank you for me helping her get on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. One, I shot a scene with her in her kitchen making fried chicken as a favor to casting. Two, then I got all made up and did a sit-down interview singing her praises as to why I thought she'd be good on the show as a favor to casting. I didn't ask for a thank you, and I sure didn't get one. Sutton should take several seats. The end.
Well, okay, so this all started because Sutton went on Watch What Happens Live, right? Is that where it came
from?
Yeah,
and it started from before. But also,
well, first of all, let me just say, when you buy a table, that's your donation to the charity. And if you give those tickets away and you invite people to your table, like I've been invited to tables that my friend paid for. And obviously,
but that's not what happened. She wasn't invited by Sutton. She was the same way I've gone every single year.
But what I'm saying is who you invite over to sit at your table is your, they don't owe you anything.
Right. That you've decided to make the donation. Yeah. We're out of time, Tam. So we have to go.
We got to go. Okay.
All right. Well, you guys,
happy Cinco de Mayo.
Do us a favor. We want to switch to TV and film. In order to do that, you have to leave us reviews. They can be good or bad. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Advice, anything.
Anything. Put it in there. I'd appreciate you not saying that I shriek or Tam and I talk over each other because we know. And that's just
it's hard. You guys have to know that we are not in the same room. So it's hard to not do that.
So we're doing the best
we're
trying.
And then I'm going to stop saying casted.
No, you're not. You said another word earlier that I almost.
Which one?
Something when you were talking about your dog, you said you said something with an S that was definitely not the correct word, but I just let you go with it.
The English language,
roll
guys.
Back the tape, guys. Roll back the tape. All right. Oh, thanks, you guys, for tuning in. And we're excited to have Aunt Jackie in the next episode.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD.
We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vina guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VinaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vina CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.